We continue 19 lines down from the top on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, or 22 lines up on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So we're pretty much in the middle of the Gemara. We just mentioned this difference between a Jew purchasing or giving over his, that a Jew is allowed to purchase an animal from an idolater, but he's not allowed to give over his animal to an idolatrous shepherd, because there would be concern that the idolater is not, since he's not afraid of the Jew, he will be intimate with the animal. But when you're buying it from the idolaters, they're not going to risk any financial hit, and therefore they're not going to do that for business purposes. But now the Gemara, so we just tried to distinguish between female animals. But now the Gemara says, "Ihachi zecharim minekevos lo nizbon dechashinan dilma marvela yilave." Well, it's one thing for a male owner to be intimate with a female animal, or a male animal with an owner with another, with his male animal. But what about a female owner with a male animal? Maybe we should not be allowed to purchase an animal with a male animal from a female owner, because the female owner would sodomize it and it won't cause the animal to become sterile. Or it says, no, even in that case, we're not concerned. Why? When it came to the male owner with a male animal, we said that when he sodomizes it, it does affect the flesh. But with a female, that's not the answer. With a woman, that's not the answer it gives. Rather, kivan de migriba mirsasa. So what happens is that apparently animals have emotions, and when the female will, when the woman would be intimate with the male animal, the male animal would start following the woman around and become very clingy. And as a result, she's going to be afraid. Everyone's going to know, oh, why is this animal so clingy? It's because they were intimate together. Elohad Tani Rav Yosef, Ar Melasa Lo Tarbi Kalba Velo Tishri Barbe Rav Ve'ushbiza. The Brisa says that a widow should not raise a dog in her home. As Rashi says, the reason is that we're concerned that maybe she'll end up being intimate with the dog. Nor should she have or allow students to stay in her guest house, for the obvious reasons. Now the Gemara explains and elaborates. Bishlama barbe rav tzniyala. For the students, not staying in her home makes sense because there are tzniyas issues. Ela kalba kivan demigraba mirsasa. But if the concern is that if she has a dog in her home, she's going to become intimate with it, well, what do you mean? It's just the opposite. We already have just established that if she becomes intimate with an animal, they'll become clingy. So as a result, she won't. So why are we concerned that you can't have the dog in the home? Gemara says, no, there is a reason why we should be more strict. Kivan de chishad yele umtsa umasrich abasre, meimer amri inshi haide masrich abasre mishum umtsa de kamasrich. That, you know what? There are other ways for an animal to become clingy to its master. If a woman throws meat at the dog on a regular basis, the animal will become clingy. So if people would see the dog become clingy to his female owner, they won't necessarily say it's because they've been intimate, but rather it's because she's been throwing him a lot of food. So then the Gemara says, well, what about nekevos etzel nekevos? What about female animals with female idolaters? Can you purchase a female animal from a idolatrous woman? My time lo miyachdinan. Why can't they be together? Amar Ukva Barchama Bipnesha of the Kochavim Mitsuyin Eitel Neshe Chevrehen. Well, it said in general, let me go back for a second. The Kevos Eitel Nekevos, my time alone Miyachdinan. Why is there a prohibition for female animals or for an idolatrous woman to be secluded with a female animal?
What's the problem? Well, that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Rashi points this out that in Daf Tesvav Amud Beis in the first Perek, that the Braisa says that even the Kevos Eitzel and the Kevos shouldn't have Yichud. So we're kind of jumping to a new cat, the new case of Yichud, but not Yichud from man to woman or man to man. Here's female animal to female woman. What's the problem of Yichud? The Gemara explains that Mar Marukva explains because the Ovid Chavim are not faithful people, and they'll oftentimes be with their friends' wives, and not just their wives. And sometimes upa'amim she'eno motza umotza sabehema verovan. Sometimes when they'll go to the house where their friend, where their wife's friend is, and the friend won't be there, but the animal will be there. So they'll sodomize the animal. And again, they're not concerned about a financial hit because it's not their own. The Iboy is Ema, or another possibility is Afilu Motza, even if he does find his friend's wife there, Nami Rova, he would still prefer to be intimate with the animal. Why? Because we're assuming now that the animal is a Jewish animal. In other words, a person should not give over his animal, his female animal, to a female woman if they're going to be secluded with each other. Why? So why would he prefer the female animal over the female woman? Says the Gemara, again, you can't make this stuff up. The Amar Mar, Chaviva Alein Behemtom Shel Yisrael Yosar Minish Yosehim. That a person prefers the animal of a Jew, to be intimate with the animal of a Jew, more than their own wives. Why is this? Dam Rav Yochanan B'Shasheba Nachash Al Chava, when the snake was intimate with Chava, Hitil Ba Zuhama. He gave her this Zuhama, this sort of spiritual dirt, I guess, with stain, which remained with her. Well, then the obvious question is, well, Chava is the mother of everybody. That has nothing to do with non-Jews or idolaters. That's even Jews too. And that's what the Gemara asks. Yisrael Nami. Well, then Jews have the same problem, that they would rather be with animals than with women, because the snake was with Chava. So then all women are going to want to prefer to be with animals than women. I mean, then, sorry, any man will have more interest in being with an animal than with a woman. The Gemara says, no, the Jews are different. Yisrael, she'amdu al Har Sinai, paska zuhamtam. At Har Sinai, we lost the zuhama. It was removed from us. Ovdi kachavim, she'amdu al Har Sinai, lo paska zuhamtam. The zuhama never left them because they never stood at Har Sinai. It's very fascinating ideas here. The few halachas that we see here is that there is this idea that a widow shouldn't have be alone with a dog for some concerns, chumrah of sorts. Certainly not appropriate for a single woman to have students over and stay her as her guests. But when it comes to the animals, there are so many reasons to be lenient for a Jew to purchase an animal from an idolater. But for a Jew to give over their animal to an idolater, whether it's a male owner or a female owner, seem to be reasons to be machmir.